We are learning Masechtas Ksubas Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud. Gufa Amud Rav Chista Moida Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana VeGoinev Chelboy Shel Chaveiro. Someone who steals chelav from his friend, and here this chelav, if he eats it, is chayiv misa. So he stole it. VaOchel and he ate it. Shu chayiv is chayiv to pay for the chelav. Why? She found a chayiv beGneva Koydom Shuyavo De Issa Chelav. Before he came to the Issa Chaylev, he's very chayiv b'gneva. So he has to pay back his friend, and he's also chayiv misa. He's also chayiv misa deshmaim feeding the chaylev or chorus. He's also chayiv chorus feeding the chaylev. Lema pligi the Rav Avin. So he was saying why? Because the goyim chalos chavera is before the gneva happened before eating the chaylev. So the chayiv moment happened before the chaylev. Therefore, there's no kamle rabne. So the Gemara lema pligi the Rav Avin. Obviously, this halacha is dafkir v'chunah rakana because not everyone holds the vaykaris that there's a din kavod rabbanu. That's what it says moedah v'chunah rakana. But if you found the case of the other man, the amrim, that even my misas bezdin of such a thing, then it'll be fine. There's no misas bezdin for eating something. Therefore, it's more possible to have a case via v'chunah rakana. So, freit the Gemara. So, what does it say over here? You picked it up, then you chayev for gneiva, and later on you chayev for the misa when you eat it. Lema pligid rab oven. Dom rab oven has zoyrik chayes with chilas arba sef arba. On Shabbos, he threw an arrow from the beginning of four amos to end of four amos, which makes you chayev ahitza. Vikara, and it's on Shabbos, now like carry on Shabbos. He threw it four amos. Vikara shirayin bahalechasai, and it ripped someone's clothing on the way. The halacha is yipater. The hanacha happened after the gneiva, after the mazik, after the hezek. Potter. Why? Shakira tzarech anachi. The ma'is said that kira, the order to make anachi near that kira. Therefore, it's considered the malacha start already. It's the malacha start already. It's the same time. The malacha and the chiyav mamon at the same time. And freit the gemara hakanami hagbah tzarech chilihi. In order to eat something, you got to pick it up. So the hagbah should be called tzarech achila. And therefore, from picking it up already, should be the chiyav kares for the achila. And it should be started achila then, and the halacha should be that you are part from the gneva because b'shasar picked it up. That's when the achila started. So Mora says two chalukim that it's not a doimer to that. Hachi ashta, hasami efshel hanacha v'lo akira. There, it's not possible to do hanacha without akira. The only way to do hanacha is with akira. Hacha efshel achila l'agba. Here, it's possible to do achila l'agba. How? The bayi gachim v'achal. You could bend down and eat it. Zog Rashi, what does that mean? Lamata megimel tvachim va'achol, lebas megimel loy hagbahi. If you were picked it well up in your mouth more than three tvachim, so you had hagbah first. So then, if I had always in hagbah tzara chila. But Rashi is saying it's possible to eat it off the ground. Actually, Rashi is batz megimel. It's machlekes rishonim. Malar rishonim hold that hagbah is enough with a tefach. So Rashi is a chiddush. And Tosis says different kash. Tosis says that even if you don't pick it up, I put something into my mouth. That's a kinyan also. My mouth is a kinyan. It's like you're foreign. Someone throws something into your lap. It's a kinyan. So Tosis has a kash. It says stole hagbah. There's still a kinyan before the eating. So I understand what Rashi is saying. Therefore, Tosis says different pshat. He says the piece of chela was on a stick in the ear, and you stuck your mouth in all the way till your throat, and then you took a bite. So it went straight into your throat before you were cutting it. So there it's possible to have achila without hagbah. The more I'm saying is, by akira tzarech anocha, you need akira than anocha. Masha'inki, by achila, you don't need hagbah. That's the Gemara's taina. So the Gemara says it can't be part of the maisa avera. By akira anocha, that akira is part of the maisa avera. Masha'inki, by eating, it's not. That's one shot. Inami hasam, ibay ladur lemasa mahadle. By Shabbos, if you throw something, you can't bring it back. Hacha matzi mahadle. Here, you could spit it out. Therefore, it's past here, or you picked it up, you can put it back down. By the Akira Tzarech Anocha, by Akira Tzarech Anocha, when you throw something, you can't take it back anymore. That's why there, Yechayef Vishrayim. Masha'inkin by Hagbah of the Oichel of the Chelev, I can put it back down. Therefore, it's not part and parcel of the Maisa Avera. So two roots of either because it's not needed, or because it can be taken back. What's the difference between two reasons? A guy takes a knife and he walks in shirabim four amas. While he's walking, he goes through a piece of clothing. So if you hold the vart is because every anocha needs a picking up. So then you understand akira tzarech anocha. It's all one ma'aseh avera. And even in such a case, by the sakin, the halacha will be it's awesome. The halacha will be that you potter out kamei rabbanu. But lahach lishta the amr lematz mahadle. But the feet of Lashon said the whole vart of throwing a chetz is I can't bring it back. Hachim matz mahadle. Here, but a second you can stop in the middle. So therefore, it will not be kamei rabbanu. It won't be haschal de malacha. So right now we're saying that Rav Oven says a din that like kirut ha'chanocha tascholah of nevalacha, and therefore yichay. Masha inkein by food by chelev, there's hagbah is not tzarech of the achila, and therefore if you make hagbah first, yichay for the gneva, and subsequently yichay for the misa, and therefore no kam lev rabne. Gufa, Omer Rav Oven, Hazari chetz v'tchilas arba'ah soif arba'ah. If someone throws a chetz from the beginning of 4 amos to the end of 4 amos, v'kara shirayim v'lichasai, and he rips shirayim on its way, pat shakira tzarech anachu. Akira is tzarech anachu, and therefore, Rav Oven says, that's all part of the malacha, and therefore you're pater for the payment for the shirayim. Master Rabbi Barabai, Rabbi Barabai asked from a brisa that's found in Masechtas Barabasra and other places. We have this in Shas a bunch of times. Hagoyin of kiss for Shabbos. Someone steals a wallet on Shabbos. Chayiv. Because when he picks it up in the guy's house, he's not chayiv for Shabbos yet. When he brings it to Rosh Hashanah, he's chayiv. Shekhan is chayiv, beginning of the Koyim Shavu, this is Gila. Before he came to the Rosh Hashanah, which is this is Gila, he did a Yitzah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, before he did that, the halacha is that he is chayiv for the Gneva, and then later on, he's chayiv for the Gila. Before, by Dalam, I was calling it a Yitzah, that's really called Havara. That's what you need Dalai Lama. By Haitzah, you don't need Dalai Lama. All you need is Mashiach or Shiram. Here is Haitzah. Hagoyim of Kiddush Shabbos Chayiv, Shkran is Chayiv, and never comes over there, it's a skilo. Hoyim Megar of Yaitzah, if you were schlepping it on the ground, Megar of Yaitzah, you didn't pick it up, so you're just schlepping it, Potter. Why? Shari is a Shabbos, Vigneb on Kachad. When are you Chayiv for Shabbos? When it goes to Shirabim. When are you Kaina? When you bring it out of Rosh Hashbailim. So it happens the same time. So Allah is that you're Potter. Why? Because the Chayiv Shabbos and the Chayiv Gnev happen the exact same time. Here also, what's beside the ratio that we say yichayev gneva? What are you talking about? We said akira tzarech anocha. So here, when I picked it up in the guy's house and walking out, that's the akira tzarech anocha. So from then already, I'm chayev the Shabbos. So the schalta balacha. So I should be potter from the gneva. I picked up in the guy's house, walking to the shirabim. I should be chayev. That's the kasha. Hachinami leimag b'tzarech tzoi. When you picked up in the house, you weren't planning on bringing it to the Shirabim. You were planning on hiding it somewhere. But then you say, you know what? Let me bring it outside. If that was the case, if someone picks something up in the house and he plans on hiding it somewhere, then he starts to walk out, that Akira wasn't a chavent for the Yitzah, it's not takana chayiv. If someone moves from corner to corner, in the house, and the Nimlachalem says, you know what, I'm going to bring it outside. But it's the Potter. So he didn't have a mind from the Akira to bring it outside. So Gemara says, you're right. Let him he picked it up. So back to the Kasha. It's Akira, it's Arach HaNacha, so why are you Potter? You picked it up in the guy's mansion, you picked up the kiss to take it outside, Taka. Then you stopped. If you stopped,
in the house or in the rishos,
you stopped. So if you stopped, now you have the kinyan akbar, but now you need a new akira, and you start walking as a new akira. It's a new akira. So Gemara says, Omad Lamai, why did you stop? If you stopped in order to adjust the package, it was a heavy thing. Orchu, that's orchu. It's not called stopping. It's not called anocha. Rash says. So if lekatev orchu ela ba'im lafush, he stopped in order to rest, and that's why there was no akira when he picked it up. That's why akbar. Then when he starts walking again, there's a new akira. Frank the Gemara, what would be the lacha if he stopped to adjust the package? He takes a potter. Why? Because there it's akbar akira tzarech anocha. There you're potter. So the Tani in the Sefer says, what's the case of potter? At the Tony, you're potter. It says you're schlepping it, potter. You nifilis for the day. You don't have to go to a funny case. In the same case of carrying, I can have one case of chai, one case of potter. If you pick it up and you stop lofush, then the loch is you chai for the gneva. If you only stop the katef, then it's orchiu, it's still like walking, and then you are potter. Nifilis for the day. So it's back sphere over here. What is the case of the ratio that you're walking, you pick it up, you walk outside, that the halacha is, what's that you chayiv gneva? What's the case? Ben Azai holds, every step is like a hanacha. Mahalik koim, that's Ben Azai shita. Every step is like oimid. And the Gemara, if the Gemara Tosfos asks in Shabbos, the Mefir ben Azai, how do you ever have Avar b'Shirabim? You're always stopping. The entire time you have to throw something. It's only a Chayef Avar. You throw it. Or you jump for Amos. So ben Azai holds Mahalik Koyim Adami. Aval Zorik Mai. Well, Mefir ben Azai, Zorik is Chayef. Zorik is there by Zorik, it's not Koimid. So my Zorik my potter, Niflus with the day. Why you say it's here? Medvar Amur Mahalich. When is Alocha the Ischayev Beganeva before the Shabbos? Is when you're walking. Because every time it's a new Akira. Aval Zorik, if you threw it, if the guy picked up the kiss and threw the Shirabim, then both happen at the same time, then potter. You should be potter. So why have you say so I'm going to Garav Yotze Ischichle. You have to tell me the case of Garav Yotze. You're schlepping it out. It's not the derech of itzah when I schlep something out of the shishiyach shirabim kamas v'lon. It is called haitzah, which is a chiddush. So Taisa speaks out. So we could have said pshat before also answer before. And we're at a kasha. Say the case of potter is where it's lekatef. Why can our answers that we want to the case of megara v'yotze? Why have we said benazai? Say we're going like not benazai. And the case is the ratio where is oimid lofush. Why didn't it say then oimid lekatef is a case where you're part of a Shabbos, because there it's not considered stopping. So Megarav Yotze is a Chiddush. Zog Taisvis, no. Lekatev part is a bigger Chiddush than Megarav Yotze. Mashenkin here, when it's talking about Zrika, that's such a big Chiddush. So it's a Megarav Yotze is a bigger Chiddush. Uvamai, what type of package is a Chiddush that's in Derech Yitzhavakach? Iber Rabbi, if it's a big thing, Orchi, it's taka normal to slap it out. Iber Zutre, if it's small, Lav Orchi, it's taka not Orchi. Ella b'mitzi. Talking about a small package and did a chiddush that's called derech etzavakach, and that's game garav yotze. So recap quickly that we had here a brisa that says that if you pick something up in the shusha yachid a kiss, you bring it out, you chayif a gneivah. Happened first. If megarav yotze you potter. The Gemara's kasha was when I pick it up, it's a kiris aranacha. So Gemara's teretz is that since I'm walking, going like an azay, mahal koimid. It's a new kiris aranacha every time. So I already had the gneivah earlier, and then the last walking out is that last kiris aranacha, and that's where you chayif Shabbos. And really, you could have said that the case where you part is, we threw it out. But it's a big chiddush. Say megarav yotze, they schlep it out. There, Shabbos and the chiyuv gneivah happen at the same time. If you part out, come le'rabbanei when it's megarav yotze.